This is KUT. The Austin School Board is considering a plan for the future of its facilities. It comes with a $4.5 billion price tag over the next 25 years. Without any changes in school finance on the state level, KUT's Kate McGee reports it could be difficult for Austin ISD to fully implement this plan.
Next year, Austin ISD is expecting to send more than $500 million in local property taxes back to the state. It's part of the state school finance system where school districts with a lot of property tax wealth send money back to the state to help fund districts with little property wealth. Despite the tight budget, 40% of the district's school buildings are in need of repair, and the district knows it needs to modernize its schools. School Board Trustee Yasmin Wagner represents Southwest Austin. At Monday's school board meeting, Wagner says she sees the facility master plan as an opportunity.
It's time for us to be proactive in our approach. I feel like for so many years we've been more reactive in responding to things when they break.
But being proactive is expensive. The plan for the district's buildings adds $37 million in maintenance and operation expenses. That's on top of $3 billion in already deferred maintenance.
The less money we get for M&O, then the more we don't want money going into old buildings, right? We want to keep more money in the classroom, and so how do we do that?
That's School Board President Kendall Pace. If the state doesn't change the school finance system, AISD will have to figure out how to pay for those additional costs while sending hundreds of millions of dollars back to the state. That's one reason why the facility master plan originally proposed Austin ISD close 10 schools. Most of the schools are small and under-enrolled. But the current draft of the plan has scaled back after communities protested the possible school closures. Under the most recent plan, 5 campuses would be put on something called a target utilization plan to help boost enrollment at those schools. But Trustee Wagner says the district should do more now.
We have an opportunity now to not just think about putting a school on a targeted utilization plan and thinking about what maybe might possibly happen. If we do a consolidation, that doesn't mean that somebody's losing out. Rather, it means that we have the opportunity to address it with this bond coming up, put a consolidated brand new modern campus into that bond.
Because of funding constraints, the district needs bond money to implement this plan. That requires voter approval. And that can be a tough sell for many taxpayers. Most of Austinite's property tax bill goes to Austin ISD. Plus, some communities say they won't support a bond if the plan puts their school on a path to eventual closure. But if the bond fails, School Board President Kendall Pace says the district will have to close schools. Pace says next year's budget forecasts a $30 million deficit.
We may have to delay things. But we need to have a roadmap by which we're going to operate, even if it means we're going to make changes to that roadmap.
The Austin School Board will vote on the plan Monday. There will be a public hearing before the vote. Kate McGee, KUT News.